Well, it's I had the privilege once again to speak to you from across the world, and I'm thankful to be able to speak to my children of God back home, and be able to speak to those that are my brothers and sisters that's on the home front. I trust that you, that are parents in the Lord, are trying to take care of the little ones. Jesus, when he departed, said, "Remember my lambs." And we're always concerned about our little ones when we are away, because we have spiritual little ones that can be hurt real bad. So we're trusting you to watch after them as parents in the Lord. As David said, we had a good time over in the evening in our crusade, and we used to close out just as the sun's going down, and we closed out, and the people were being blessed of God, and that probably wasn't under 6,000 people. I don't know how many people. There was a lot of people there. Even though we had a couple of groups, they had no authority or rights to be there. And Brother Bernard said he had never seen that happen before, but afraid that we were going to lead the people away from the churches and whatever, they gathered in a gathering of maybe a few hundred over here and over here, 100 or so over here, and they didn't try to oppose us in coming against us, but they opposed us in having their own services and trying to pull the people away in what they were doing. And, of course, when the Spirit of God began to move through the whole service, they continued. But when we began to preach, they tried to continue on. But as we began to preach and the devils began to scatter, those groups broke all to pieces and people just went every which way. So God is still moving by his power and by his Spirit. He's been healing over here. We've had testimonies of healing. God has graciously healed and blessed us in every way. Sister Betty gave a great testimony over the evening. The people really received it, and some came to the cause. We started to leave, telling her how much they loved her and what her testimony meant to them. So God is doing a wonderful thing. Brother David Paul, he has tried to give himself completely to this in every way over here to make everything a success, and so has Larry, and so has Brother Mike. They've all pressed in real hard to try to do what they could, and their companions have tried to accompany them since they've been here and doing what they could. So then, we are having a wonderful time in God, and we're fixing to go from here down to Egypt, and from Egypt over into Israel, if the Lord is willing. From there, there's a good possibility that we may go into Rome. We're waiting to see how the Lord wants to work. We've had an invitation there, and we may go on into Rome while we're here. Whatever we do, I want you to pray for us, because we need your prayer. We need your strength. We love you, and we're trying our very best night after night and day after day to hold you up in prayer. I pray for you with regularity. And it warms my heart if I find out that you stood behind me there, because I know some of you do. And it warms my heart when I learn that you stood behind Betty and myself over on the home front, and that you've taken care of things as best you can. I don't expect you to take care of things. I expect God to do it on the frontier and on the home front. But I know that God has to have people to work through, just as he worked through the body of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the great body of Paul the Apostle. And when we surrender our bodies to God and surrender our minds to God, and we're not afraid of the cross, and we're willing to submit to go to Calvary for Christ's sake, then God wants to magnify us to the multitudes around the world, because in lifting you up, he lifts up Christ. So then these people are praising you from Little Bethlehem, and they're looking toward Little Bethlehem, and I say this so often, your faith is being spoken of throughout the world. I think tonight, maybe Brother Larry and his wife learn a good lesson over this evening. We were just about ready to leave the grounds of Kamakunja, and Brother Larry decided he wanted to be free-hearted and share. They were giving out $10 bills and their money, which is about a half a dollar, I guess it is now, money, about 10 shillings. And Brother Larry, he found out the more freely he gave, the more freely they took, and there were so many of them that he finally just, I think he either give it to them or throw it to them and left, because there's so many people, it looked like just going to mob the car. David said it was thousands of children there around about, and just hardly was any way to get out. We couldn't hardly get out, and Brother Larry and him couldn't hardly get out. And then there was people that were wanting to be prayed for that heads just kept popping into the car. So finally we had to roll up the window, and some of them kept hauling out, it's impossible, get out of here, it's impossible. And so then Joseph, the interpreter, and some of the others, they kept pressing until we got on out. But it's a wonderful sight to see people pressing in, wanting a blessing and believing in the power and in the demonstration of Christ, believing in salvation. And it was so wonderful to have these people there. We're looking forward to some great crusades, perhaps not any greater crusade than the one that we've just had, because the ministers and the others were continually talking about the power of God being there and the yoke being broken, and they magnified it from the bottom of their heart. But we are looking forward to some greater crusades as to the attendance, because here they did not get the advertisement out. The banners came, and they never did even get up the banners after all of the work on the front, home front. And the literature got here too late to do us any good, even though they did strive to get out some handbills. And then, of course, the advertisement by TV, it never got out. If it got out at all, it was about the third day after we were in meeting. And I believe David said maybe it did get out about the second day in meeting. And then that was the only advertisement we had, was that one day. And then radio, we finally got a couple of newspaper ads and some response after we got into meeting on the radio. So you can see the great hindrance, but the crowd was growing continually, and this last night it grew bigger than before. And if we'd have continued another week, there's no telling what kind of a crowd we would have had, because people are really stirred. David said he felt like there'd have been 100,000 people if we'd continued, because they really are stirred now, and it's getting out. God has blessed us every night. It has grown. And if nothing happens, hold just a minute. Let's see what David Paul is saying. There is 10 Trinity ministers that came, leading ministers that has come to be baptized in Jesus' name since we preached this message, and they got a hold of those printed books on baptism. So you know by that something is stirring in Kenya, and it's really moving. Okay, Brother David Paul said get ready at the CIA office, Brother Lynn Wunderbo, because he's looking for thousands of letters to come into your office there immediately. He's already got quite a number of letters just since we've been here. And he says he's got pockets full of letters. Well, I'd like to say just a few more things just before we close out. I want you to remember that if the good Lord is willing, that come Sunday we'll be in Israel, and I'll be ministering to you from either Jerusalem or Bethlehem. And between now and then, we really need your prayers, because we have to go back down into Egypt. And that's the place where Sister Grace has said she wouldn't go anymore. And yet we're looking forward to a great crusade down in Egypt. David, he favors Egypt, and I think maybe Larry does. But at any rate, we're planning to be in Israel come Sunday. You pray that God will make our way prosperous, because if I win souls and you win souls by helping me, then we're all partakers together. And the Bible teaches if you bid something Godspeed, then you're partakers of that. And whatever you've invested in this trip or any other trip around the world or any other time that we've tried to do something for God, whatever you've invested as to your time or substance, then that means that we'll be partakers in the day of judgment together. All of us will stand before God. And folks, let me tell you, as I watch the sun go down, standing from the platform over the evening, I mentioned to the people that the days of grace is just about gone. And I said, as that sun is sinking behind the horizon, so is grace leaving, and the world is coming to an end. And I tell you, even from this great far distance overseas, that the end of the world is upon us. I heard today, I believe it was, that it appears that the agreement concerning the missiles between America and Russia apparently has been broken, and there's been some missiles that has been launched. And what the outcome of that will be, I don't know. I just know that in the vision that I saw as we went around the world as to whatever it seemed to be, that at the end of it, it had to do with the fire and the brimstone. So I know that the end is on its way, and I know that you are just as concerned as I am about standing in the judgment. You're concerned about your loved ones, and I know you're concerned about whether or not you're going to make it into the kingdom of God. And I ask you to listen at me and believe me and trust in Christ in my heart to do all that you can in the day of judgment. I promise you that you won't be sorry. If you fail to to line up with the children of God or join in with the children of God, to really do something. If you fail to do that, then the day of judgment you're going to be very sad, because Jesus will say, "Depart from me, you that work iniquity, for I never knew you," because it's for sure that he that gathereth not with me, Jesus said, scattereth abroad. And if we're not gathering with Christ to do something for God, that means that we are in our minds and in our bodies doing something that is worldly and something contrary to God, and that means that we'll be lost. So then may God bless you, because we love you. May God help you, and we're praying for you. And I want to pray for you now, because I feel faith right now. I still feel the anointing from preaching over the evening. I want to pray with you. I'm going to get Larry and Brother David and the sisters here to pray. And as we pray, I want to pray for you. You're in your sick body, just like I have the others. I want to pray for you, because God's going to heal you when we pray. Father of heaven, in Jesus' wonderful name, I feel the faith of my children at home. God, these spiritual children, I feel the mighty flow of Almighty God moving in the congregation and through the sanctuary. I want you to heal, oh God. Father, heal and cast out the devils and break the yokes and the bondages and move the oppression of mind. Oh God, to create a new vision at Bethlehem and let it sweep all over the campground, Father, and all through Monroe and through Georgia and throughout the United States and around the world. Father, may a great fire begin at Bethlehem to sweep over the world for you to heal, for you to save, for you to forgive. Save our children. Save our loved ones, precious Heavenly Father. Stimulate our brothers and sisters with the mighty anointing of God, Lord, to bring a move of God in the church like we've never had before, a spiritual stirring, a spiritual awakening, healing to where they know that they've been healed, and deliverance to where they know that they've been delivered. Oh, God, to where the yoke will be broken. I feel you doing it even from this far distance. I feel Christ moving in the midst, and I feel him breaking the yoke. I ask you to bless these people. Give them my love. Give them your love. And, oh, God, let me have their love as I preach the gospel, or we preach the gospel around the world. Let the yoke be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. I felt the blessings and power of that. Goodbye. God bless you, everyone.